This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man, so to face. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moments of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his face. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Hello, America. Welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432 is the number here today if you want to give me a call. I will explain to you on this show why progressives are so violent. Also, Donald Trump has now got into trouble because of the way he is now speaking to world leaders. That's the latest. Everybody's freaking out about that. And Arnold Schwarzenegger got into it with the Donald today at the National Prayer Breakfast. Not at the actual prayer breakfast, but what transpired before that. And I'll explain to you the whole deal. But why are progressives so violent? I mean, these are the people that are supposed to be nonviolent. Case in point, last night, gay conservative and Breitbart editor Milo Yiannopoulos. He was supposed to give a speech at the University of California, Berkeley, last night, but it was canceled after violent rioters shut down the university, setting fires that turned the campus into what CNN anchor Jake Tapper described as an inferno. The protesters were described as violent by witnesses on social media. And, of course, video of the rioters confirmed that description. Video actually showed rioters violently attacking Milo supporters and people wearing Trump apparel. In fact, even some of them sprayed the Trump supporters with pepper spray. One video shows a college-age girl giving an interview before getting pepper sprayed at the end of the interview by an off-camera assailant. Now, for 30 years, the left has been able to bully people into silence by name-calling, and they've forgotten how to argue, Milo said in an interview with Fox News. Yes, but why? Why? Clearly, the progressive left has no reason, facts, or logic on its side. When you have reason on your side, you don't need to set fire to campuses where speeches you don't like will be given. Particularly when 99% of what's said on these campuses conform to your own views. You don't want to physically assault others for their views when your own views are grounded in reason, right? You don't fear others' opinions, as progressives always claim about dissenters, because you rationally understand that their errors and feel confident in fighting those errors via facts, logic, and reason. In fact, I would say that it reveals a lot that the left's first and foremost response to dissenting opinion is almost always violence. Who's the fascist? The left, who dominates much of government and virtually all of academia and media, has nothing else to do but quite literally set fire to its opponents. It's shameful. But for decades, as Milo correctly points out, they have been able to get away with it. To a large extent, they still do and will continue to do so. But again, why? Because too many people foolishly believe socialists and Democrats, the ones who set fire to their opponents, care about others. But who do they care about, and how do they show this caring? Those are the questions that are never asked. Yet, at incidents like this latest Berkeley rioting, we see exactly which side the socialists and Democrats are on. The side of tyranny and force. As I have always said, show me a leftist and I will show you a totalitarian waiting to get out. Many of these attacks on dissenting speech happen with the help of federal and state dollars, since those dollars fund the activities of these campuses. If you remove all government funding from higher education, I bet you would see quickly how these intellectual scumbags will diminish as an influence. Stop forcing people who work, think, and produce to pay for them. Actor and comedian Tim Allen recently said the left should stop telling people what to do, adding, "No one is stopping you from paying more taxes." That sums it up pretty well, as a matter of fact. If you want to help people, there's nothing in a free society to stop you from doing so. George Soros, who funds many of these attacks against people who disagree with the socialist left, could happily donate all or most of his billions to any number of charitable causes. He has enough money to constitute an entire government welfare state. So why doesn't he do that instead of doing everything possible to extinguish liberty from the American economy and American lives? The question answers itself. It's not helping people that the left is after. It's control. They call themselves progressive. But remember that heart disease and cancer are progressive too. Right? That's why the left has nothing to offer but death, fire, and destruction. They're in a rage. They want us to feel their rage. Turn on the news every day since Trump's election and you'll see. It's not going to stop. Their rage does not stem from the fact that they're no longer allowed to help others. They remain eminently free to help anyone they want. Their rage stems from the fact that they can no longer control others. You see, progressivism and socialism never were about care and concern for others. They are about control, and always were. Watch the rioting, the violence, and the hatred coming from their minds. It's self-evident. As I've always said, the left loves diversity. They just don't want the diversity of thought, ever. Ever. So they're now calling, some of these people are calling for an actual coup d'etat. Or for Trump to be assassinated. Have you seen this stuff? Yeah. Yeah, the tolerant left, they're calling for the assassination of Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. What happened to these people? Seriously. And why are they so intolerant of others? That's the thing that always is interesting to me. Why are they so intolerant of other people and other views? If you are so self-righteous in your views, and you believe so strongly in your views, let the facts speak for themselves. Why must you resort to violence? And yet, they call Trump Hitler. And they call his supporters fascists. Yet they are the first ones that resort to violence. All right, I got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You made my soul up. Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Pack it up, pack it in. Let me begin. Back in the wind. Battle me, that's a sin. I won't get my sack up. Don't give it a back up. Try and play the role and you're the whole crew will act up. Get up, stand up.
Well, welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. So, most people probably have never heard of Mike Goodwin. Goodwin is the creator of Goodwin's Law. It started as a guide to online discussions. making it clear that the longer a debate went on, the more likely someone was to invoke Hitler or Nazis. The rule grew to include the idea that such a statement ended the debate and the first person to Hitler lost. Fast forward to 2017. And politics looks like a producer's casting session with the singing Hitlers in one conversation and the dancing Hitlers in another. By the way, if you haven't seen the original producers, definitely go check it out. Great movie. It's hilarious. Everybody, you see, is Hitler. Well, not everybody. Just Donald Trump. Everybody in the media and on the left are saying Trump is Hitler. The left thinks calling someone a Nazi or racist or Islamophobic are their Trump cards. They feel that once they say that, it's a mic drop moment and all debate ends. But it's now become meaningless. Because liberals have been calling Republicans Hitler or Nazis at least as far back as President Ronald Reagan and every president since. When George W. Bush left office, there were 6 million Google hits comparing him to either Hitler or Nazis. And of course, we've got MSNBC nut job Chris Matthews saying that Trump's inaugural speech was Hitlerian. A Harvard professor comparing Christians to World War II's fascists, losers. And, of course, former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley comparing Republicans to Nazis. But if all of your opponents are Nazis or Hitler, then that pretty much excuses anything, right? Mm-hmm. So it was amazing to me to see what happened at Berkeley. Because Berkeley, California Berkeley, has always been considered a bastion of free speech. So on Wednesday night, as fires blazed across the University of California, Berkeley campus, which is known as, ironically enough, the site of the free speech movement of the 1960s. So, I want to go back to where this began. In 1964, just to give you a little context here, Berkeley student Mario Savio addressed his peers in a speech about the importance of the free and open discussion on college campuses. In his address, Savio argued that the university must return to its intended function where students are invited to explore all ideas, both radical and mainstream, freely and without fear of social or academic repercussion. It's been said that, you know, we've been revolutionaries and all this sort of thing, in a way, that's true. We've gone back to a traditional view of the university. The traditional view of the university is a community of scholars, of faculty and students get together who, you know, with complete honesty, who bring the hard light of free inquiry to bear upon important matters in the sciences, but also in the social sciences. The question of just what ought to be, not just what is. Before discovering the work that the Berkeley free speech activist did under Savio in the 1960s, Milo, who was at Berkeley last night, was instrumental in a manifesto, writing a manifesto for college students. And some of the language that was used is the same language that Savio used. Okay? Now, Savio joined the Socialist Party and famously railed against the two-party system that dominated politics, well, pretty much throughout our history. Now, what's amazing to me is how those on the left now basically accept violence against people that they don't agree with. When was that okay? Huh? When has it been okay to engage in violence against people that you don't agree with? Because that's what Nazis actually did. Okay, that's what the brown shirts actually did. They went around punching people and beating them up and didn't allow them to speak. And it's outrageous. Donald Trump weighed in on it, last night and said that perhaps we should withhold federal funds. It's a public university. But the fact that there's no pushback, the fact that actually the left is celebrating this is, I got to tell you, so disturbing. That the media isn't outraged and that it's just okay. You know, because it's Trump supporters. So it makes it okay. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Back to the show, 877-317-6432 is the number here. So, MSNBC, a reporter for MSNBC, Hallie Jackson, called Milo a flamethrower this was today on MSNBC. Called him a flamethrower while there were images in the background playing of people actually setting fire to things. There were actually protesters setting fire, okay, actual flames, but yet, as she was reporting this, she called Milo the flamethrower. It's amazing. These people are amazing. They're nuts. Anyway, let me play this for you real quick.
Let's talk about this news that developed overnight over out in California. The president tweeting this morning about those protests at Berkeley. Here's what he says. If UC Berkeley does not allow free speech and practices violence on innocent people with a different point of view, no federal funds? Question mark. And just to remind our viewers, this protest developed overnight out at Berkeley because Milo Yiannopoulos, a sort of noted troll, sort of flamethrower, if you will, was set to speak. Joe, you support the statement from the president.
Noted troll and flamethrower. And as she's saying this, I'm not even kidding you. there's actual people setting fire to things. It's amazing. Yeah, she didn't talk about the actual people setting fire. She actually blamed Milo for it. I've never seen anything like this in my life. Talk about blaming the victim. It's amazing. It really is. I've never seen anything like it in my life. Really? Okay. Milo's the one, right? All right. I'm going to go ahead and take a call right now. I've got, you're live on the Edward Woodson Show. Hello. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Yes, who's this?
This is Dan from Oregon.
Hey, Dan, how are you, buddy? Thanks for calling the show, and thanks for listening. I appreciate it.
Well, I couldn't help but call when I heard the word Mario Savio, because I was in my early years at the university, not there in California, but another one, when he came to power, if you will notice. And if I could, I think this sums up his little short paragraph of speech that sums up everything you say. And I think also what Trump says, and this is his famous speech that he gave on the steps of, at the university there, Berkeley. He said, quote, "There is a time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious and makes you so sick at heart, and that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. You've got to put your bodies on the gears, upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatuses. You've got to make it stop. And you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will prevent you from working at all." End of quote. That's the speech, and I think that sums it up pretty much what you're trying to say. And on that note, I'll leave you be. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate the call. Thanks for the call, yeah. Dan. Look, the irony of all this is that this occurred at Berkeley. I mean, Berkeley is, again, considered the birthplace of free speech. And the most important thing about free speech is that you protect the speech that you disagree with the most. I mean, hell, it's easy to protect the speech you agree with, right? That's not hard. But it's a two-way street, speech is. And so the most important aspect of free speech is to protect that speech which you find the most offensive. Because, again, someday it may be you they come after and ban your free speech. But look, this has been building for a while. Let's be honest here. But the fact is that the left have become the fascists. The left have become intolerant. Progressives have become the ones that are fascists. I mean, it's the only way to explain it. I mean, it's outrageous. I mean, imagine, again, if the same thing was happening, and let's say Hillary wins, and you had violent protests, people setting fires to cars and things. Imagine what the media narrative would be. But yet, no one's talking about this, what happened last night at Berkeley. Think about this for a minute. They protested a gay conservative. Because they can't handle that. It's not, if you're gay, you're supposed to be liberal. If you're a progressive, there's no black people that are going to vote for Donald Trump. There's no gay people that are going to vote for Donald Trump. There's no Hispanics that are going to vote for Donald Trump. Just a bunch of old white dudes. They're the only ones that are going to vote for Donald Trump. Wrong. Wrong. I mean, I got to tell you. And I've said this to so many people so many times. What happened to the Democrat Party? What happened to liberals? Seriously, tell me what happened to them. Because I got to tell you, these people are they're insane. They're crazy. And they rationalize their behavior. Because it's for the greater good, i.e. to get rid of Trump. Actress Sarah Silverman, she called for a military coup against President Trump on Wednesday night in the midst of the violent riots in Berkeley, California, in a screaming all capital letters tweet. She wrote to her followers, her almost 10 million followers, to wake up and join the resistance. She then outlined her preferred scenario for the violent overthrow of the legitimately elected government. Still in all capital letters, once the military is with us, fascists get overthrown. Mad King and his handlers go bye-bye, she posted. She ended her post with four heart emojis, presumably signifying love. We'll be right back.
Edward Woodson Show.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he's lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreontheseine.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
You say you want a revolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. You tell me that it's evolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out? Don't you know it's gonna be alright?
Well, welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. We are joined now by Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News out of Washington, D.C. Ellen, how are you?
I am doing okay. I'm in an airport, but I'm talking to you. Now, listen, I got a couple interesting things. One is, now, it's not a big surprise that I'm gay. Everybody in the world knows that.
What? Wait, what? Are you serious?
Yeah, okay. But you know what's going on? I must get all this stuff from the Human Rights Campaign, from and all these gay organizations, saying that Trump is going to sign an executive order anti-gay, and the Trump people in the White House have denied it, and the gay and lesbian groups are still picking up on it. I don't know if somebody handed them something that was a fake thing or whatever, but it's totally outrageous.
I got to tell you, Ellen, because I was just talking about what happened last night at Berkeley. I'm sure you're aware
of everything. Yeah, of course.
What happened to the progressives and the left? I mean, they've become fascists. They've become everything they've railed against.
Well, most don't. I'm a progressive. I'm not a fascist.
I know that. But you know, there are many prominent left wing journalists, celebrities, movie directors.
But how do you just make up something about an executive order that's not going to happen?
I think
they even had conference calls. I'm like, what planet are these guys on?
I think it's just part and parcel with this fake news industry that's come about, really, with the advent of Donald Trump. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, we've been seeing this for 18 months now, a buildup of this now, and now's the culmination.
But the White House has absolutely denied it.
Well, of course they denied it. You and I have talked about this. He's probably the most gay-friendly president we've ever had.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm just, like, beyond about it, frankly. Because I just can't believe that these guys are having conference calls. The only thing I can think of, Mr. Woodson, is that it is really about raising money.
I was just about to say that, Ellen. You and I think the same. It's psycho. Yeah. I think this is about raising
okay,
money.
Okay, now, also, it's not about raising money, but, you know, Betsy DeVos has two Republican women who are against her. Well, this is what I think happened. I've covered Washington for a long time. I think they might not have the most positive feelings about her, but they probably went to Mitch McConnell and they said, look, we need a pass on one of these. And he probably said, we'll take Betsy DeVos because we can get the vice president to break the tie. And they're probably just doing that to go home to their constituency and say, I don't do in lockstep with all the Republicans. See, I'm an independent thinker. That's what that's about.
So the two people that you're talking about was Murkowski in Alaska.
And Collins in Maine.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Which she's not really, even though she calls herself a Republican, she's not even really a Republican.
But, well, anyway. But the point is that it's clearly been figured out ahead of time.
Yeah.
There's no way it hasn't. Now, I want to say something else. Donald Trump did something that Barack Obama did not do. Well, he did it, but he did it for a lot of people. When that service member was killed without any fanfare, without any publicity, without announcing it, the president went to see him at the Delaware Air Force Base, see his body and his family. That was not, he didn't promote it, they didn't advertise it, he just went. That's very cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. In fact, that's what he did. You and I were talking about this yesterday when the helicopter took off nobody knew where he was going. And now we know that's where he went. He went to Dover Air Force Base to meet with the family of the serviceman that was killed in that raid in Yemen. I got to tell you, Donald Trump he has really just shown us so much about how a president should act. It's really amazing. What we've seen just in the last. I mean, we're not even 2 weeks into this.
On the other hand, his people have need to get it together, and even the Republicans admitted that the rollout of the immigration thing was not their finest moment, and they need to just understand Washington a little more, and hopefully they will.
Now, Ellen, I got to tell you now, my theory, and I think I told you this, is I think that it was done on purpose. I think it's part of this this shock and awe campaign. And, you know, part of it, too, is I think they want to, they want to kind of mess with the Washington bureaucracy, right? Because, the argument has been made, they should have vetted it better. They should have ran it by some lawyers. But I think that that's actually wrong. I think that this was done purposefully. I think it's psychologically a way to kind of overwhelm the media and the bureaucracy that exists in Washington. I really do think that it was done purposefully. People say it's done, they didn't know what they were doing, but I think they actually did know what they were doing. I think this is all Steve Bannon, frankly.
Well, I can tell you it was not received as well as it should have been.
And that's okay. And I think that's the point. You see, I think that's the point, Ellen. I think that they don't care how it's received. I think that they're sending a message that this is the way we're going to do business. It's not going to be the way it was done before. We're not going to vet things. We're not going to run it by people in Washington. And I think that they did that on purpose. And I think that, they do that, and then later they can pull it back if they need to. But I think I really do believe that this is all done on purpose.
We'll see what happens with other initiatives they do and how they handle it. Whether you're right or maybe I'm right, we'll see.
Yeah, I just don't know. Look, I mean, I know that's the prevailing view in Washington that it was done. I know that there's a lot of Republicans that are saying that as well. But it's the kind of usual suspects, though. It's the Lindsey Grahams. It's the John McCain's. It's the same people.
Well, Lindsey Graham and John McCain don't like the president and never have, so that's not terribly surprising.
Well, they don't like anybody. They did this with...
They like each other.
No, I know. I think they have something going on between them.
Everybody does. That's the news in Washington. Everybody does.
Not that there's
Nobody
anything
has any
wrong
proof,
with
it. But everybody does.
There's nothing wrong with that, okay? But...
Well, but just be open about it.
I agree. Just come out and be what you are.
Well, okay? It's very interesting. I just finished reading a book about the Roosevelts. Oh, my gosh. They are shocking. The kinds of shenanigans they pulled.
I suspect, Ellen, that there's a lot of that that goes on in general, and we just don't know about it throughout history, right?
Maybe. Look at Kennedy.
Right?
Kennedy had that White House looking like a no-tell motel.
Well, then let's not forget Slick Willie, okay?
Well, I understand, but Kennedy beat him by a mile.
He was the man. They actually say that Kennedy used to go out in the limo at night and
I would not be surprised at anything that he did. And there are a couple White House reporters that have been there since Kennedy, and they tell me, oh my gosh. And that they all knew about it, and nobody wrote about it.
Well, because it was a different time. People didn't write about, extracurricular activities.
It was a very different time, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, nobody talked about it. I think, that all changed, obviously, with Gary Hart. All the rules changed then. I think that was the demarcation
point. Monkey Business,
right?
Wasn't that the name of his boat?
It was called Monkey Business, actually.
Right, yeah.
Monkey Business. It was actually down here in Miami. All right, Ellen, listen, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
As usual, love you.
Love you, too.
Love you a long time.
Thank you.
All right, Ellen, take care. All right, the madness and the mayhem and the manhood returns in a moment. Do not touch that dial. We'll be right back.
For tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
I'm Maria Browse, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.